November 6, Sowing the World with Truth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19-20. Christ's last act before leaving the earth was to commission his ambassadors to go to the world with his truth. His last words were spoken to impress the disciples with the thought that they held in trust the message of heaven for the world. If we but realized how earnestly Jesus worked to sow the world with the gospel seed, we living at the very close of probation would labor untiringly to give the bread of life to perishing souls. God calls upon every church member to enter his service. Truth that is not lived, that is not imparted to others, loses its life-giving power, its healing virtue. Everyone must learn to work and to stand in his lot and place as a burden-bearer. Every addition to the church should be one more agency for the carrying on of the great plan of redemption. The entire church, acting as one, blending in perfect union, is to be a living, active missionary agency. It is a law of heaven that as we receive, we are to impart. The Christian is to be a benefit to others, thus he himself is benefited. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs 11:25. This is not merely a promise, it is a law of God's divine administration, a law by which he designs that the streams of beneficence shall be kept, like the waters of the great deep in constant circulation, perpetually flowing back to their source. In the fulfilling of this law is the power of Christian missions. We have only a little longer time in which to prepare for eternity. The whole body of believers needs to be vitalized by the Holy Spirit of God. We should study, plan, economize, and set in operation every means possible whereby we may reach and bless suffering and ignorant humanity. The light which God has given to us as a people is not given that we may treasure it among ourselves. We are to act in harmony with the great commission given to every disciple of Christ, to carry to all the world the light of truth.